Please join me in praying a Hail Mary in honor of this beautiful feast day, the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So today there's a number of beautiful things that we could focus on. First, of course, it is the World Day of Peace, and Pope Francis, Bishop Burbage, and others have written beautifully about how we need to pray for peace today, especially through the intercession of Our Lady, the Queen of Peace. And pray for our world leaders, pray for all nations and countries, for a greater respect for the sanctity of human life, and for peace in hearts and homes, families, and nations and communities. And of course, it is the feast day of Mary, the Mother of God. This ancient title in Greek, Theotokos, which means the God-bearer, that Mary said yes, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us through our Blessed Mother. And so Mary, of course, as Elizabeth said, who am I that the Mother of my Lord should come to me? Our Lady's beautiful title, the Mother of God, which is a Christological title upholding the divinity of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is a divine person who was born of Mary. Therefore, Jesus has a human nature and divine nature, but united in the one person of Christ. So Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God. We call Mary the Mother of God. So we should entrust and consecrate this coming year to our Blessed Mother's special intercession. Now, New Year's Day is a day to make New Year's resolutions. As one author said, many people have trouble sticking to their resolutions, and there is a scientific explanation for this. In 1987, a team of psychologists conducted a study in which they monitored the New Year's resolutions of 275 people. After 1 week, the psychologists found that 92% of the people were still keeping their resolutions. After 2 weeks, we have no idea what happened because the psychologists had quit monitoring. They say a New Year's resolution is something that comes in one year and out the other. Someone also said that his resolution this year was not to hang out with people who kept asking him about his New Year's resolutions. And lastly, someone said on this day of New Year's, lift up your left leg, that way you can start off the new year on the right foot. So how can we start off this new year on the right foot? Let me give you one suggestion. How many of you remember the Baltimore Catechism? Anybody admit being old enough to have the Baltimore Catechism? Well, I did too, so we're all in this together. Remember that question after the question, who made you? And of course, we answer, God made us. Why did God make you? God made us to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him in this world so we can be happy with Him forever in the next. You're all so brilliant. The nuns did a great job, didn't they, of drilling that into us, to know God, to love God, and to serve God. So what I would suggest is that for a moment this morning, let's just focus on how we can better know God every day, love God every day, and serve God every day during this coming year. And notice how these three elements really encapsulates our whole mind, body, and soul. To know God is something that is done with the mind, with the intellect. The intellect is called to come to know more about God every day. The will is how we love God. We love God with our will, and then we serve God with our bodies. We serve God. And so that's why Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Another way of saying it is to every day come to know God, to love God, and to serve God. So what are some practical suggestions we can do every day during this coming year to know God better? Because the more we know God, the more we can love Him. So, of course, to learn about God, we go first to His revelation, the Bible. Can we read the Bible every day during this year? 5-10 minutes a day reading sacred scripture. I'd suggest just starting with the Gospels. Start with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and begin there. Then work your way through the New Testament. Bible reading for 5-10 minutes a day. My friend Father Larry Richards always said, no Bible, no breakfast. He said, if you make sure that you connect those two, make sure you read the Word of God every day. You can do that through the Liturgy of the Hours, the Divine Office, the Morning Prayer, because that is sacred scripture that we're reading, those Psalms. And then we should always try to read good books about our Catholic faith and about knowing more about God. And in this day and age, we're so blessed to have so many resources, obviously physical books, but e-books and Audible and audio books and all these different ways, Kindles and Nooks and Crannies and all these different things that we have these opportunities to fill our mind with what is good, true, beautiful, and holy. And so we can take advantage of these great resources we have here in 2019 to continue to learn more about our faith, to learn more about our Lord Jesus and the Blessed Mother and the saints. So, of course, the greatest book we can read is the Holy Bible. Next to that would be the Catechism of the Catholic Faith, and then the lives and the writings of the saints. And then take advantage of your commuting time. I love audiobooks. I listen to 2 books a week. I love CDs. I've gone through all the Catholic Lighthouse CDs. They're available in the vestibule. Make use of them. They're out there for our spiritual enrichment. Instead of being frustrated sitting in traffic on Route 66, pop in an audio CD and continue to learn more about God. When you're at home, the families can watch some good Catholic and Christian DVDs. There's excellent websites in this day and age, excellent Catholic websites. Formed is something that all of you have access to through our parish for free. Formed is an amazing platform of just thousands and thousands of talks and homilies and all sorts of wonderful things. Mother Angelica's EWTM. You can turn that on when you're at home. Even if you're just washing the dishes or vacuuming, you can have that on in the background. Listen to excellent talks. So that would be a way in which we can come to know God, to continue to learn, study our faith, learn and study the scriptures. So every day try to learn something more about God and the church that he founded and the divine revelation. And then how can we love God more every day? Well, of course, love is of the will. And so we love God by, of course, coming to Mass faithfully every Sunday and Holy Day, which you do. Praying every day, that's a beautiful way in which we show that we love God, is spending time with him in prayer. Because if you want to obviously develop, we all want to develop our prayer life during this coming year, which could be praying the rosary, it could be talking to God in your own words. So that's how we can grow to love God. And Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Another way we show God we love him is by keeping the commandments, by going to the sacraments, Eucharistic adoration, not only coming to Mass, but spending time with the Lord in prayer and adoration, and going to confession regularly. These are all ways in which we can show that we love God. And lastly, how can we serve God? Of course, we serve God by serving one another, by being active in serving the poor, maybe volunteering at Hypothermia Week coming up, volunteering with the homeless, doing pro-life work, helping to save the lives of unborn children, teaching religious ed to the children, visiting a sick person. Jesus says, whatsoever you did to the least of my brethren, that you do unto me. So we can serve God by serving others and serving the poor. Beautiful organizations in our parish, Legion of Mary, Knights of Columbus, the Samaritans, dozens of ways to serve. Evangelizing, spreading the faith, and helping with the food pantry. Our parish is so blessed to have so many opportunities in which we can serve God and one another. So I would suggest that during this year, we go back to the basics. Every day, we should try to know God better, love God better, and serve God better. And let's entrust and consecrate this year in a special way to our Blessed Mother. It is her feast day of Mary, the Mother of God. And on this feast day, we entrust and consecrate ourselves, our families, our parish, our nation, our world to our Blessed Mother, that she, with through her intercession, will bring all of us closer to Jesus Christ during this coming year. God bless.